We'd also like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined online right now by Marie Renaud, the Community and Social Services Critic, and also the MLA for St. Albert. I guess, first of all, Marie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
All right, main topic we wanted to discuss today is we know the province is doing these biggest sort of relief payments to deal with some of the inflation issues that a lot of people are dealing with, and they've targeted a couple of specific groups, families with children and also with seniors as well. But to understand the NDP, you guys think there were some other groups that were kind of left out in that. Why don't you kind of explain kind of what you guys are hoping to see here?
Sure. Yeah. So we know that this plan has left out millions of Albertans. So they said help is on the way. What they should have said is help is on the way for some people. And so, yes, you're correct. Is they've made the $600 available to people with children, so couples and singles with children. Also, seniors over 65 that earn up to $180,000 a year. They've also made the funds available to people, disabled Albertans who are on disability pensions like income support or like AISH. And so, but what they've left out is just millions of people. So for example, disabled Albertans, we know they're just shy of about 1 million people in Alberta that identify as disabled. So that could be anything from, you know, brain injury, I'm blind, I'm deaf, I have a spinal cord injury, whatever it is. There are many, many people with disabilities. We know that on average, they earn less than their non-disabled peers. We know that they have more costs related to their disability for equipment or therapies or medication, whatever that might be. And unless they're on AISH, which is, you know, poverty level income, unless they're on AISH or income support, they don't receive this help. So this inflation help, unless they have children or are over 65. So we anticipate, you know, that there are hundreds of thousands of disabled Albertans left out. We know that there are people of the singles who don't have children, were completely left out if they're under 65, over 18. Families without children or couples without children were left out. And, you know, very often these are folks that are working at minimum wage jobs, having to work multiple jobs to make ends meet. They're struggling with, you know, the result of almost 4 years of UCP policies. They removed caps on insurance, on utilities. They've raised tuition. Just costs have skyrocketed. They've cut social services. They've cut housing subsidies. And poverty has just continued to escalate over the last 3 years. We know food bank use has exploded. We know homeless numbers have increased dramatically in large urban centers and in rural communities. And so, you know, for them to say, help is on the way, look at us, we're helping with inflation relief, they've really just targeted, seems to me, just a very small portion of the population that's struggling. And, you know, I would suggest that they have missed the mark, so they are not really in tune and in touch with Albertans who are struggling.
And you kind of mentioned the point there about, you know, obviously inflation. A lot of people around the world are really dealing with this. But, you know, here in Alberta, there have been some other policies that the UCP has done, like you mentioned the insurance and utility rate caps mm-hmm. being removed. And, I know some municipalities around here have had to increase property taxes because they're not getting as much funding from the province mm-hmm. on that. How much are some of those other policies also kind of sort of playing a role in this situation here?
Oh, they're playing a huge role. I mean, it has become the perfect storm. So we've had almost 4 years of a UCP government that seems to have done everything in their power to deepen the poverty in Alberta and spread it out so it's even worse, and then just continue to make life more difficult for students by raising costs for municipalities. The property taxes have gone up, just like you said. So, for example, here in St. Albert, we know they front-loaded the money that they were transferring to the municipality in the first year during COVID when things were difficult, but then that resulted in the out years being cut, like significant cuts to the transfers to St. Albert. That has caused like millions of dollars less in revenue, and that has caused property increases, so just under 5% here in St. Albert. But I have seen just municipalities all across the province that have had to, you know, people are paying more because less money is coming from the province. They cut the way that municipalities, the amounts that they were receiving in fine revenue. They've added increased costs. So, for example, here in St. Albert, the city now has to pay for some lab services through RCMP that we didn't have to before. There's changes to the way, you know, covering the costs of natural disasters. So all kinds of increases for municipalities, for individual Albertans. And then, you know, it's hard to watch the UCP sort of pat themselves on the back and say, look at us, we're helping Albertans, help is on the way, when they have created just a disaster and deepening poverty over 4 years for people that were already struggling before, let's be honest about that, and they've made it worse. And not to mention, you know, we're coming out of this pandemic that has been incredibly difficult. And then, like you mentioned, globally, there are lots of different pressures. And so, you know, it's just like this government thinks in election cycles as opposed to looking at root causes of problems and trends and what Albertans need. And, you know, it's just, you know, it used to be I used to just shake my head at the incompetence or lack of foresight. And I don't, now I just feel really bad because I can see the harm that it's causing to people just across the province.
And when it comes to sort of the inflation situation, a lot of people like to really focus on, you know, food prices in particular. And obviously up here, and we're a little ways away from some of the bigger centers, so some of the food costs are just a little more for us up here because of transportation and whatnot. And you mentioned the point about food banks earlier. That's definitely stuff that we've heard from food banks in our areas. Do you think that, you know, some of these supports there or lack thereof for some people, do you think people in the kind of rural areas are a little more affected by the situation here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people in rural communities really do struggle with so many things, not food prices, absolutely. Even access to a food bank or the ability of those food banks, you know, to give out the kind of hampers that the larger cities give out. But housing is difficult to find. Transportation is really tough in rural communities. If you have to get to a larger center, let's say for an appointment or for services, it's incredibly difficult. A lot of the casework that my office does, because I am the critic of social services, is a lot of the casework is from rural Alberta, so not necessarily from the big centers. But we hear a lot from rural Albertans that are just really struggling with poverty. And so, you know, this inflation assistance that the UCP has decided to dole out, you know, right before the election, it's going to end right before the election. But they've really missed a huge swath of Albertans, like millions of Albertans that really do need help. So people living in rural Alberta that are perhaps working a few jobs or, you know, not great paying jobs that are really sort of drowning in these escalating costs and no help from this UCP government.
And we've talked a lot about the kind of these sort of temporary, if you will, relief payments. But do you think that, you know, some other more long-term sort of payment in programs like AISH, for example, do you think more could be done for them as well in dealing with this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know what, one of my criticisms of this government is they're just the short-term thinking, and just instead of looking at the whole problem and coming up with a plan that might exceed, you know, an election cycle, they're just like plugging holes and putting band-aids on things. And I think, you know, as I said earlier, they've really deepened the poverty in Alberta. And what Alberta needs is a comprehensive plan to address poverty. Now, one of the groups that we really need to look at are disabled Albertans that require AISH, so assured income for severely handicapped. But there's so many things that we can do, not just indexing. So this government chose to index going forward. What we've committed to, is, if we form government, is to retro indexing. So we would index and sort of make them whole. They would get the whole amount had the indexation never been paused. So we would do that. But we're also going to look at policies within programs like AISH that actually keep people stuck in poverty. There are many things that, you know, the average Albertan probably doesn't know about that AISH recipients have to deal with in terms of policy, about asset retention, about employment earnings, about spousal income, all kinds of things. So there are a lot of policies that we will review because our goal is to reduce poverty and then to start to sort of move people in another direction. And instead of just plugging holes and dealing with problems as they become crises, going to look at the root and have a really mature, comprehensive plan to address poverty. And, you know, yeah, my criticism of the UCP for years has been just short-term solutions. And when you have, you know, constantly changing ministers and focuses, it's really tough to make progress. So I think an NDP government would bring some stability, some vision, and I know some investment in poverty reduction.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that, yes, these politicians are people too. Of course, we're in the middle of winter right now. May end sooner than you think, depending on which groundhog you feel like asking today. But when the wintertime is happening with snow and cold weather, things like that, what's kind of your kind of go-to activities for the wintertime?
My go-to activities for the wintertime. Well, lately it's been, door knocking. So we've been canvassing a lot in the winter, which is, not always fun. It's very slippery, but I'm kind of a bit of a homebody. So when it gets really cold, I like to be at home, whether it's watching a movie, reading a book, having hot chocolate. Yeah.
Definitely, I think a lot of people around here like to do as well when it's cold out. Anyhow, Marie Renaud, the NDP critic for Community and Social Services and the MLA for St. Albert, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Kyle.